Well, let me give you that challenge, Ben. In our first segment, we talked about how management practices and culture and attitudes can prevent innovation. If you were going to design a workplace that would prevent innovation, what would you do?
Yeah, and that's a good question, and I would say it's one that I don't necessarily get asked that often. I think there's a few points that I'd probably hit on if I'm, again, trying to hinder innovation. One is that I'd make sure that every group, every sort of function is closed off from the other functions. So I'd actually want specific teams in single offices. I'd want teams spread across different floors, different buildings if possible. We'd want actually lots of coffee machines. I would actually want every four people to have their own coffee machine, because it turns out that by having a central coffee area, you can get lots of people to bump into each other, because caffeine is something that we all need. And so I'd make sure we have smaller groups there. I'd make sure that there's no dining area or cafeteria or even cafe on the first floor. Just make sure people are eating lunch at their desks. So give people some nice big desks, really big desks, so that you're really far away from the other people you are supposed to work with. And I'd probably also try to make the corridors have lots of turns in them, because it actually turns out that physical activity is also quite important when it comes to creativity. We have some measurements on that using accelerometers. So I'd want to make it very difficult for people to actually walk around and get out of the office.
Oh, and probably locating the stairwells very inconveniently would help separate people more. Putting them lots of little separate buildings would be helpful.
There we go. I hope you're not talking from personal experience.
What else could we do? So anything about any of the other aspects of a building that could help prevent innovation?
Sure. In terms of some of the data that we've created, I mean, I think I'd be really deliberate in how you assign desks. So I would make sure that the people that you sit next to are the people that you have to talk with. Right? So that I'm just making sure that you don't even have a reason to get up and try to go over to somebody else. I want to make sure we have, again, probably smaller areas, again, about four people in ideally a single office that's closed off with no windows. There is other research on the importance of natural light. I don't have as much data on that, but I believe that we should probably, make this building a nice box as well, lit by fluorescent lighting if possible.
Okay, so turning it around, it sounds like there's a couple of design principles, and they're mostly around just getting people to bump into each other. And those serendipitous interactions can lead to all kinds of great ideas. And so how we locate the coffee machines and the cafeteria and the conference rooms and the bathrooms and the stairways and everything else to make it easier for people to interact is what's going to boost innovation.